Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Gospel writer John includes in his account the name of the temple slave whose ear is cut off and the name of the one who did it. The name of the slave is Malchus. Simon Peter is the one who wielded the sword that cut off his ear. Today we will imagine that Malchus, who suffered that injury from Peter's sword, in the course of time became Malchus the Christian, a disciple of Jesus whom he once came to arrest for trial. And we will imagine, too, that we are able to listen to Malchus as he tells us how he remembers the night when Jesus was arrested. From what Malchus says, it's important to note that at the time that this happened, Malchus felt he had no choice and was simply doing his duty. At times, out of fear and consequences or evasion of responsibility, we too use our sense of duty to justify our weakness. And so we hear today from Malchus. I was only doing what I had been instructed to do. I was told to go with the band of soldiers and, as the high priest's trusted slave, see to it that Jesus did not escape. I was simply doing my duty. It is true, we greatly outnumbered Jesus and his little band of disciples. But you must realize we were out in the open air at night. There were trees and bushes all around where Jesus might slip away or hide. Not only that, these Galileans were a rough-looking sort. And at first, we weren't sure which one was Jesus. That's why my master, the high priest, had bribed one of Jesus' own disciples, Judas, to identify him. So Judas showed us which one was Jesus by greeting him with the customary kiss, the kiss of peace. As it turned out, this would not have been necessary because when we approached the band of Galileans, one of them stepped forward and asked what we wanted. This turned out to be Jesus himself. And when he identified himself so readily, it not only took us by surprise, but something about him made us fall back. We stumbled all over each other and fell to the ground. Everything got a little confused then. But I remembered what my master, the high priest, had told me, "Don't let Jesus get away or you will suffer for it." I didn't know that much about Jesus, though other slaves had told me that he healed people and that he helped people. Even though I had no reason to believe Jesus was guilty of any wrongdoing, I didn't want to be accused of not doing my duty, so I jumped up, I rushed toward Jesus. Then one of the Galileans struck at me with his sword. I dodged the blow, but the sword caught me by the right ear, and it severed my ear from my head. I was so shocked that I just stood there. Stood there in Jesus' presence with a handful of blood pressed against the side of my ear. I'll never forget what Jesus did next. He stooped down, picked my ear up off of the grass, held it to my head, and not only did the bleeding stop, but my ear was restored, perfectly healed. I was completely stunned in amazement. just stood there, stock still. Some of the other temple police or soldiers, I don't remember who, rushed up to Jesus. They began to tie him up. I don't think they even knew what happened necessarily. But it was a kindness I would never forget. Jesus healed me. Later on, I learned that the Galilean who cut off my ear was named Simon Peter, who had been a fisherman before he had been a follower of Jesus. And you know him, I'm sure, because after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter became one of the leaders among Jesus' followers until some years ago when he too was put to death for preaching Christ. Even now, after all these years, I can still see it, feel it in my memory. I went to Gethsemane because the high priest told me to. I was simply doing my duty. I didn't know much about Jesus, who he was, why he had to be arrested. I supposed he had done something or said something against the temple and the priest. So as a slave, I thought I had to do so or face the consequences. But what happened that night changed my entire life. Something about this man made me want to know more about him. And of course, I went along with the group who took him after the arrest to the high priest's palace. That's what we had been sent to do, arrest Jesus, bring him before the high priest for trial. We did as we were told. It was their responsibility, not ours, we said. In the days that followed, I learned what became of Jesus, how he was tried, condemned, first by the Jewish leaders, then by the Roman governor, and how a day later he was crucified with two criminals. And I still shudder to think that I had something to do with this. I was part of the process that led to the death of the Son of God. It wasn't until later on that I learned from other slaves who had become Christians that this Jesus didn't stay dead. They told me that 3 days after he was crucified, he rose from the dead alive, and I wanted to learn more because that night in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, when he healed my ear, he also touched my heart with his mercy. He didn't have to do what he did for someone like me. So I started going to the meetings that the Christians were having very quietly. And would you believe, one time I even heard Peter, old sword-wielding Peter, tell what he had done on the night that that arrest had taken place, how he had denied even knowing who Jesus was because they were, well, he was afraid of what they would do to him. And that drove home a point for me of how weak we human beings often are and how much we need mercy and forgiveness from God. This may sound strange to you, but I thank God that I was in Gethsemane that night. I thank God not so much that my ear was cut off, but I do thank God that Jesus healed me and touched my heart with his mercy and forgiveness. I came to know Jesus as my Savior and Lord, and I know that what happened to him only happened because he let it. That was the secret of us all falling down in the garden. He was showing us He could stop this at any moment he wanted, and he chose not to. Jesus knew that by dying on his cross and rising from the dead, we, all of us, together, would be reconciled to God. He did it for me. He did it for you. As the prophet Isaiah said, by his wounds, we are healed. I hope that you know, I hope you believe and trust in what Jesus gained for you, which is forgiveness of sins, an open heaven. Thank God for it. Be thankful for the cross of Jesus. Be thankful for his healing. You know, I like to think Jesus gave me my ear back so I could hear the good news and be saved. Are you listening to him? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, when we attempt to justify our own sin and bad behavior as just doing as we were told, or just doing our duty, move us to true repentance that seeks from Jesus his forgiveness and his healing. Meet us here at your table with your own body and blood, that we would know your forgiveness, your life, and your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.